who is watching us?
Well, there's just platoons of them.
Yeah, who's watching us?
Who's watching us? I'm not a particularly paranoid type, although I've written some paranoid fiction. So, who's watching us?
Who's watching us?
Who do you think's watching us?
I mean, I kind of struggle with sometimes. I mean, if we really thought that the world was filled with spirits that were watching us in every second, I think we'd never get naked. There's sometimes I can't think about who might be watching us, even if it's something terrestrial like government surveillance or other things. Who do you think is watching us?
Well, let's take some categories of who people think are watching us or whatever. One of the biggest, maybe the biggest, is extraterrestrials. And first of all, you have to ask yourself, do you believe that there's life on other planets? I think the universe is so enormous that it would be very peculiar if there wasn't life on some of those other planets. Just logic and mathematics tells you there almost has to be. Then the question is, are they watching us? And where I have problems is not the idea they're watching us or that they're aware of us. I can completely accept that. I just don't always buy the popular tropes of how they're watching us or why they're interested or how they're interested. For instance, the alien abduction scenario. I can accept maybe they actually are so interested in it they occasionally pick somebody up and examine them, but where I start having problems is things like every time that you have an alien abduction story, almost universally, one of the things they do is take you up to the mothership and give you a rectal examination.
Right.
And I want to know, why is a superior intelligence traveling across the galaxy for that purpose? I assume they're not perverts, so there's something else going
on. They're infinitely fascinated with anal probes of some sort.
Well, what this says to me is nothing about the aliens. It says everything about humanity and our narcissism. We think we're so interesting that these little gray people come all the way across the galaxy to look up our backsides, and I just don't think we're that interesting. So I think I find that kind of thing a little hard to believe, you know.
But maybe they're collecting. Maybe it's like like baseball cards or something. We just can't quite imagine why that's such a fast. It's like stamp collecting or something, you know.
Oh, I see.
I don't understand why people collect stamps, but God bless them. They find that infinitely fast.
I'm not carrying any stamps or baseball cards up my backside, so.
Well, I'm just saying, for them, they may take photos and then they print them out later on and they flip them and trade them with their friends. You know? I think that's a really good question, though, because I think I track with you on that. I really do think that it's hard to believe that it would be just as narcissistic to say that we are the only living species in the universe. So if there is somebody else, are they watching us and why? And I think that some people have proffered, and I think it's a great theory, is that there is something about us which is primitive. And so they study us much like how we have anthropologists that go to isolated cultures on our planet and spend decades observing but trying not to modify remote indigenous cultures.
That makes perfect sense, yeah. And I just think if we do have interaction or contact with them, this is the thing about an alien intelligence. If it's alien and it's extremely alien, and it will be, it'll be very alien to us, we're not going to Arthur C. Clarke once said that if you were to encounter an alien race extremely advanced over us, you wouldn't even recognize what they do as science. It would appear to you as magic. And I think that's because it would be so far advanced from anything we recognize
as
science.
Sure, no context for it, right.
And I think that makes more sense than that they would appear to us in ways that we could recognize, and they would do such mundane things as rectal examinations or whatever they would do to us. Our contact there with them might be something that we don't even recognize as contact with an alien species. Almost what he's saying is that you might have an experience that seems supernatural to you but in fact is extraterrestrial. And that's why I think if there is contact, it's something much stranger than that and something that we don't even quite recognize as what it is.
Wouldn't the joke be on us, though, if 5 years from now Earth scientists determine that our rectums are a kind of USB port and we can automatically download everything we knew?
Let's not use the word download in that context.
Exactly right. So then who else is watching us? What are the other categories of the watchers that are around us? People and or entities that are watching us?
Well, everybody thinks that or likes to fantasize about the fact, because we have a dark side. We like to fantasize ourselves as put upon, and we have a paranoid streak. It's in the species that the government is immensely interested in us and looking out over everything we do. That kind of falls apart for me in most ways, because there's like 300 million of us. And there's a few million people in the government, but they, even with all their high tech, they don't have time to watch over all of us more than a fraction of a minute a day, if that. And secondly, I look around and think, why would anybody want to be watching over me or listening to me most of my day? I don't know about you. Maybe, Ian, maybe you're a lot more fascinating than I am. But
I don't know if it's fascinating. You know, I think in a way, I shun the idea that any attention that's ever given to me is a result of merit. And I think that sometimes I think it's just a matter that the government may be, in fact, more paranoid than I could ever be. And the great fear that they're going to have is that they're going to miss something. And so, especially in times of those kind of heightened concerns, mm-hmm. I don't know that they're listening to all 300 million of us. I think they may narrow that down to a suspect, 30, right? The usual 30 million suspects that they might have out there that they're keeping track of. So, I mean, could you get a couple million watching 30 million? You could. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how much they're watching, but don't you get the feeling that perhaps now more than ever, they're interested in trying to track us?
Well, I think there's some of that, absolutely. And in fact, I personally have a list of 30 million people I'm trying to keep track of that I just don't trust. So
those are the people that bought your books under the name Anthony North, Leonard Sheeran.
No,
Brian
these are the people who refuse to buy my books. Those are the ones I'm tracking.
You're trying to find out what they're reading?
Yeah, no, I just want to know what's wrong with them psychologically that they won't buy my books.